the tee box, and there was a guy sitting in the cart. They ricocheted off the watershed, in the cart, off the windshield, and hit him.
It's embarrassing.
It was great.
Appreciate it, Kerry.
No problem.
See you, man. All right, quick entertainment report. Barrett Salee at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk some college football. So if you have any questions, comments, or snide remarks for Barrett Salee at BleacherReport.com, by golly, get on the horn.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county.
Big Kenny Rogers fan north of the border?
Yeah. You know, I was a country fan before I even moved down here. I was a fan of country music before country music was cool.
I love Kenny Rogers, eh?
Eh? Folks just called him yellow. Gamma.
Sad story. They made a movie out of this.
Like about seven of them, I think.
Seven of them. Called it The Cowards of the County. He was only 10. Kenny Rogers says his career was almost ruined by a phone sex scandal. That's so old school. I wonder what Kenny Rogers would look like today if he had not had all that plastic surgery. Better for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's quite sad. Whoever did his surgery. But does it look better now that it's had time to, like, relax?
I don't think it's relaxed.
Swelling hasn't gone down yet.
Yeah. Like, sometimes if you give it, like, a year or two, like, when the swelling goes down, it's, like, a little less, like, holy cow, you have your, like, face pulled. Like, the skin looks like it's going to break.
Trying to think what's tighter, his face,
Jesse,
or
just skip it.
I was trying to think of something that's comparable, like O.J. Simpson's alibi from back in the day. It's pretty good. It's tight. Anyway, he's spoken about a phone sex scandal, which grosses me out because he's 74. Not that it's cool for anybody. He joked that every celebrity had to have one sex scandal in their life, but he says he didn't do anything wrong. He said. He did set up a 1-800 number for women to call so he could indulge in phone sex with them. Three women later filed a lawsuit against him, claiming he had coaxed them into playing kinky games. An aspiring actress named Lisa Applewhite, who's still aspiring apparently at this hour because nobody's ever heard of her, says says Rogers used his fame to lure her into a hotel where he made advances towards her. I don't know how that all worked out. He says he's apparently settled the suit before it went to court. But now, speaking about the phone sex, he says, I thought that it was the safest sex there was, only to get hammered by it. Here I was, it's between friends, can't be together, so let's talk about it. It was great, it was exciting, it was fun. He said he would have won a legal battle had he chosen to take it to the courts. Tells Fox News, if I'd fought the lawsuit, I could have won that battle. It was a phone number they had to call and pick up the message. They didn't have to call, they didn't want to, but they did and recorded it. I thought it was going to cost me more to fight it than to pay it, so I paid it and left it alone. He sold over 175 million records. My mom bought 150 million of those.
There was actually five Gambler movies.
Five Gambler movies?
Yeah. Which
is
movie
this is
this?
Coward of the County.
Okay,
that
all
was
right.
A different
I got
movie.
Confused, yeah.
It's a sad story because of the three brothers that were messing with this girl.
You learn all about
halfway
it.
Halfway across the floor didn't go well for him, though. Oh, yeah, you can hear a pin drop on this one, my man.
But you could have heard a pin
see?
Drop. Tommy stopped and locked the door.
Click.
20 years of crawling was bottled up inside.
Oh, Tommy. He was all pent up with aggression.
He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all.
All three brothers smoked in one little barroom brawl.
He left the barroom. Not a Gatlin boy was standing.
Oh, the Gatlins. The Gatlin brothers.
He said this one's for Becky.
Better watch out, Oak Ridge boys and Statler brothers. He's coming for you guys next.
I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away.
So anyway, it's enough about
I was about to say,
Kenny Rogers.
I think we're done with that.
Sorry. I thought you liked Kenny Rogers. I was trying to.
I do, but let's be honest. A little long.